Hey there, Sunday Night's Main Event listeners. Coming up next, another sample of one of our podcasts. Yeah, we're more than just a weekly wrestling review show. Along with that, we do podcasts each and every day that can be delivered to you directly into your podcatcher by signing up to our Patreon. It is only $1 a week at patreon.com/SNMEradio. And you'll get podcasts like the next one. SmackDown. It falls at the end of the week and sometimes it's forgotten, but we have got you covered with our East Coast dads. Yeah, both of these gentlemen are from Nova Scotia. Yes, they are dads, and we call them the Smack Daddies. Reviewing SmackDown every week. A sample is up next, and if you want to get this review and each and every day get another review of pro wrestling, sign up patreon.com/SNMEradio. But now, your SmackDown review with the Smack Daddies.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, SNME Radio proudly presents its reigning, its defending, its undisputed East Coast podcasting tag team champions of the world, Brad the Dad McKinnon, Greg Father Feltham, the Smack Daddies.
Friends and special friends, welcome to the Smack Daddies podcast. I am Brad the Dad. Riding shotgun with me is Greg Father Feltham. Oh, wait, hold on. There we go. That was better than bless you, my son. And I think we're catching up with Boris and Matt now because they've been drinking for a while and we're just going to catch up here. So this is known as the Smack Daddies Pizza Podcast. For those of you who may have missed this when we did this around WrestleMania season, where we had SmackDown and the Hall of Fame in the same night, and we got suckered into / volunteered to record do both. Right. So what we did was we basically went through everything in 15 minutes or less. So tonight you're going to get news and notes and our usual banter. You'll get a SmackDown review and you'll get that. And we're going to shoot for 30 minutes. But we might, I think it'll be no problem to be shorter than that tonight.
Well, that's what we're trying here. All right, so...
Wait. We're going to do this very quickly. I do this with my volunteers all the time when I was a youth minister. High, low, Greg, what was the low of your week and what was the high of your week? And I'll let you think while I go first, okay?
All right, go for it.
So my low was the fact that there's some people around my office space that have COVID. But they're nowhere near me, so I didn't really see any of them, had no exposure, so that sucks. It just sucks. I hate when people are sick. I feel bad for people, but I think we're all, at some point, either we all get it or we don't. High was Canada Day. We went out for a little family adventure, walk, cow's ice cream, and we found a wonderful place that makes delicious Indian, and it's like 2 minutes away from where your in-laws are in the city core.
Yeah. Well, that's good. High, low of the week. Okay. High, I would say, is probably being able to get out a little bit this week. I haven't been too crazy with after work and stuff like that, so that was kind of nice. I did manage to take in a lacrosse game one night this week, so that was kind of nice. And I think I'm going to go on Sunday night to a super big game for... it's for my kids' coaches team, actually. Ooh. So we're checking out some higher ups. Low point of the week. That's a real good question. I'm struggling with that one, Brad. Not sure I can think of a low point. I guess maybe. as I was kind of saying on the podcast last week, I've been trying to get into doing more blood donations. So I'm a plasma donor. And because the Canada Day holiday today, I wasn't able to donate because they didn't have anyone in for plasma. They only actually do whole blood collection on Canada Day and on holidays. Mm-hmm. So normally I'm a Friday donor. I slip in before work, get it done, and go on to the office. I'm trying to hit this year's a big birthday milestone for me. So I'm trying to hit a number that I've kind of had in my head for a couple of years. COVID got in the way. So I will hit it this year. If everything goes according to plan, I should hit it with some room to spare. So not being able to go today kind of fooled up my day. And I kept thinking, of course, where this is a holiday here in Canada, I kept thinking yesterday was Friday, and like I almost put up a SmackDown thread last night, and I forgot to put one up till 7 minutes into the show tonight. So it's been a weird kind of day.
It's okay. My bonus one was we were down the waterfront and we saw people join Canada. We saw people do their citizenship swearing in ceremony, which was a very cool experience to be able to see people. I participated in one before as an aide.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was a cool experience.
Fun high point for the week.
Well, yeah. And it's a great Canada Day experience. Of course, new Canadians. And so welcome to everybody listening. So usually we do like a little bit of banter around some news. Greg has, I think, like two or three little things. So we'll play the music and you can hear some news.
All right. Very quickly this week, starting off, first up, happy 1 year anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins. 1 year ago today got married. So happy anniversary to the Rollinses. Io Shirai, NXT star Io Shirai, apparently may be on her way out of WWE, according to the latest Observer with Uncle Dave. He reports that Shirai has not put pen to paper on a new contract offer and will become free agent in August if she doesn't sign a deal. So that's interesting and something to watch over the next little bit. Former, I guess, WrestleMania participant and now WWE contractee Logan Paul has now signed a multi-year deal entailing him to compete in multiple events per year, according to Ariel Helwani. It's undisclosed number of premium live events across 2022-2023, starting with his rumored match against The Miz at the July 30th SummerSlam in Nashville, Tennessee.
Who cares?
Pretty well. Speaking of who cares, Valerie Lareda, who is a Bellator star and Taekwondo fighter, recently signed with WWE. It was revealed in the latest episode of Busted Open Radio that she'll be starting at the Performance Center on her birthday, July 19th. Again?
Okay. No, that one may not be who cares. If she turned out to be a big wrestler, then great. But if not, meh. It's just a thing.
Right now, for me, it's who cares.
Fair.
And one last thing, because whenever I can find news on Stephanie McMahon, you're going to hear about it on this show because I have a thing for Miss McMahon. WWE Hall of Famer The Undertaker believes Stephanie McMahon has what it takes to tackle her new role. He said in an interview with Sports Illustrated, Stephanie is incredible and she's going to show that in the new job. She is level-headed. She sees the whole picture. Her steady, calm hand is exactly what is needed. There's not a selfish bone in her body, but she's all about business. She's the right person for the job. I have 100% confidence about what Stephanie McMahon will do for the company, according to Undertaker. So,
yeah. Hey, listen, I think it's good for you that your wife's name is the same as the boss so that nothing ever gets confused, just in case.
Never get confused there, buddy. And with that, in a very abbreviated manner, let us talk about episode 1189 of SmackDown, live from Phoenix, Arizona tonight.
So there's only three recaps, believe it or not, on this whole show. There are lots of other plugs and things, which I didn't count as recaps, but there are three recaps. So I'm going to go through them in chronological order just quickly. So recap one, at the 35-minute mark is Ronda Rousey versus Natalya, that their whole saga. Recap number two took place at the 41-minute mark, which was the New Day and the Viking Raiders from last week. And recap number three at the 91-minute mark was Gunther and his rise to glory. So yeah, that's all would be cut, but there's not as many recaps, but somehow the show still dragged. So we basically start with the six people who are already in Money in the Bank. They're on ladders. Everybody takes turns talking about things. The only person who doesn't look like a dumbass is Omos because he's standing on the ground. And Matt Riddle looks crazy because he's sitting on the ladder barefoot. Like, my wife comments about him possibly falling. And then out comes the cavalcade of idiots. And we have Drew being interrupted by The Miz. And then we have Ezekiel, Happy Corbin, and Madcap Moss. And they all want in this match. And I write down, they're going to have a fatal four-way. Nope. That's going to lead us to take the six guys from the ladder match, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Almost, Matt Riddle, sorry, Just Riddle. Oh, who am I missing, Greg?
Big D, Sheamus, Seth Rollins, Riddle, Sami Zayn, Almost, Ezekiel, Corbin, Moss, and Miz.
Right, and we get an old-fashioned battle royal with 10 of these wrestlers. Okay, so any quick thoughts on that talking segment, or was that just standard WWE?
Standard WWE, and getting to the match, it set up a match that meant nothing to anybody, had absolutely no stakes attached to it, and was 15 minutes of time that we will never get back.
So Pat McAfee says it best at the very end of the show. He calls Corbin bum-ass Corbin and says, "You big dummy, you won a match that nobody cares about." So that's your spoiler. Happy Corbin wins this. The 10 guys are in there. It goes like this. Ezekiel gets eliminated by Almost. Miz gets eliminated by Almost. Madcap gets eliminated by Almost. Almost confronts Seth. He jumps himself over the rope so he doesn't have to fight. And then Riddle, Sheamus, and Drew work together. Riddle with the armbar on Almost. Sheamus and Drew buff from behind. They push Almost out, and Riddle slides back in. Sheamus eventually catches Riddle. He's eliminated. Drew eliminates Sami Zayn, and then while Drew and Sheamus are fighting, Happy Corbin sneaks up from behind after spending three quarters of the match on the floor and just throws those two guys out. He celebrates like he actually won something. Was there anything about that before I go on to Happy Corbin's stupid promo? So he cuts a promo saying in the back with Kayla, and he basically gives credit that he should be in this match because of this, but he won't answer Pat McAfee's challenge. Why are they dragging this out?
I don't know. The highlight of this interview was that he told Kayla Braxton that he was so happy he could fart rainbows.
Which is where the title for this episode comes from, by the way. After the rematch, we have Natalya making fun of Ronda Rousey. And yeah, it's a natty promo. Definitely not making the recap, that's for sure. And then New Day comes out, and they are going to face the Viking Raiders, which will become match number two of the night. But before that, we have the New Day's cutting a joke about July, and then the New Day's talking about how they're going to take everything serious. And the only thing I noted from this whole thing was the Viking Raiders are now consistently referred to as the new vicious Viking Raiders, including in their entrance, and really all they have is guyliner and shields. But they use those shields to completely demolish the New Day. Not really a match.
If guyliner makes you vicious, then sure.
Okay, you got to get it right. They are the new vicious Viking Raiders. You have to add in new and vicious.
And that's what Samantha Irving, announced them as.
And what the New Day called them and what the announcers called them. I fear for these guys because any tag team with the word new in it has not done so well.
Except for a day.
Okay, but what I mean, when they rebrand an old tag team with the word new. So new Rockers.
Gotcha.
New Midnight Express. New... Yeah. Heart Foundation, new Blackjacks, like, all right. So, okay, we'll keep this moving. After that, we have everybody in the Fatal 4-Way yelling in the back.
Idiots in the back.
Yeah, idiots in the back. Ezekiel, Corbin, Happy, Miz, and this leads to a Fatal 4-Way, which is what we should have gotten from the beginning. Okay, so SmackDown, the three women in the Money in the Bank from SmackDown, Chauncey, Raquel, and Lacey are then going to face Liv, Alexa, and Asuka in a six-woman tag match. And the highlight of this was Becky Lynch because she came out, interrupted them, and is on commentary, and she's hilarious.
13 minutes, 14 seconds this match was, and this match dragged.
Yeah, the only things that are really fun from this would be Raquel and Alexa's interaction because the big woman, small woman. There's a point where Raquel counters a code breaker that is given by Alexa, but it was by, I don't remember. Anyways, she counters the codebreaker. It looks really cool. We get some really good stuff out of Chauncey in this match where you see the most of her, like her ability to wrestle. And the other crazy thing from this match was the dive to the outside by Liv Morgan, who like, she caught her feet on the ropes again. She is so clumsy. And she even botches her Oblivion finish. And her and Chauncey in a ring is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yep.
So
that's all you can really say.
So We're going to add ladders to this. What are the odds that Shotzi or Liv end up really hurt after this match?
I give it about 65%.
Okay, so we're watching that match hoping those two women don't kill each other. Okay, something's happening with Greg's favorite wrestler, Sonya Deville, because she provokes Adam Pearce and slaps him.
Yep. That's absolutely great. Yeah, she files a complaint against Pearce for putting her in a handicap match last week. She said what he did was wrong and what she's about to do is wrong and slaps him across the face. I don't know about you, Brad, but when you have a problem with your boss, going in and slapping them across the face is always a great way to resolve things. So I look forward to this.
Oh, I just hope this gets back Dr. Shelby and we can have a Dr. Shelby doing mediation in their HR department. I mean, it's not like WWE's HR department has anything to do these days.
All right, moving on.
All right. So we have the Street Profits and the Usos in Ask Us Anything. So I'll go through the two questions. You ready? The Usos are asked, are you fearful of losing the titles? The Usos answered, basically, no. Street Profits.
I was going to say, okay. then they got asked, how do you keep getting away with drunk driving?
Oh, no, that one was skipped.
Oh, was it? Oh, my bad.
That's a .com exclusive from HR. Because WWE HR doesn't have anything to do. Street Profits are then questioned, are you guys getting along? And how does it feel that you failed the last time you had a big opportunity? And they kind of disregard the getting along question. And they basically talk about how they respect the Usos and their legacy, but they're going to get them. We then have Kayla leave. The Usos cut a promo ending with the Street Profits catchphrase. And the Street Profits cut a promo ending with the Usos catchphrase. Thoughts?
Great. Sure. At this point, I don't care.
It was just another talking segment. Now, this was not another talking segment. Max Dupree's in the back. He's there with Adam Pearce, and they're going to do their debuts.
This is when I really got confused, because having seen Miz earlier in the night, and then I see Max Dupree on my screen, I really can't tell which is which. You stand them up next to each other.
Okay, I'm going to need help with the pronunciation, because I'm not good at pronouncing names to begin with. But we have... the two male models make their debuts, and they are Mace and Mansoor. And he is no longer Mace, he is
Massé.
And then Mansoor is now
Mansoir.
So he's like added French accents. They come out, they pose, he talks about their dimensions and basically how they're basically eye candy.
Yeah.
And next week,
summer. We get their tennis collection.
I can't wait.
Oh, yes, you can, because you're on special assignment, and I've got to deal with this crap.
You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait to listen to this podcast where you are making your son watch this.
He doesn't even have time to watch it next week. Next week is going to be another Express version, another pizza podcast. But we got to keep going. We're falling behind.
All right, so main event. Oh, sorry. Ronda cuts a promo. It was terrible. Then we get our main event. Fatal 4-Way. Madcap Moss, Miz, Happy Corbin, and Ezekiel. Before the match, we get that announcement for the titillatingness of next week and a rundown of the pay-per-view, which we'll go over in a second. The whole first part of the match until the commercial is basically two wrestlers in the ring, other two guys out. And then it all leads up to a big spot where Happy Corbin goes wild and he throws, he throws one guy into the steps, Miz onto the apron, Ezekiel gets a choke slam. And that leads to the commercial. During the commercial, we get our Tower of Doom spot, which they show us highlights of. And I mean, essentially we go Madcap eats a punchline, Happy Corbin shows off his strength, Corbin hits a deep six on Miz. We get a bunch of splashes out of Zeke. Miz hits the skull-crushing finale on Zeke. Corbin comes in, takes out Miz, and then starts posing. He hits the deep six, but because he's taking his sweet-ass time, Happy Corbin comes in, Madcap comes in, gets rid of Happy, and Madcap pins Ezekiel.
Correct.
So
10 minutes, 33 seconds. So Madcap...
It's flavor of the month. And we should be excited because he's a SmackDown guy.
Yep. So that's all it. Right. That was SmackDown. 10 minutes, 33 seconds of that.
Yep. All right. Well, we're already 18 minutes into this podcast. Let's keep this moving. We got 30 minutes or less to deliver the sucker.
All right.
Okay. So Hulu review. And for those of you who are new, a Hulu review works like this. We basically tell you what you need to watch. And if you haven't watched SmackDown because you're out celebrating Canada Day or just on a Friday night out with the fellas, maybe out at the club with the ladies, whatever you're doing, we'll tell you what you need to watch before you sit down for Money in the Bank. And, oh boy, won't take long. Nope. You don't need to watch the opening segment. That's cut. Yep. You don't need to watch the Battle Royal. That's cut.
Absolutely.
You don't need to watch Happy Corbin in the back to cutting his promo or Natty cutting her promo.
Unless you want to hear Happy Corbin say fart rainbows.
Okay, in which case you can, yeah. Somebody grab that and just make a gif out of it somewhere. New Day and the Viking Raiders. This one I could go either way on.
Yeah. I mean, it was unoffensive. It was quick. It was dirty. Yeah.
It doesn't help you for the pay-per-view. You don't necessarily have to watch it for the pay-per-view, so we'll leave it on the maybe list.
Yep.
The guys argue in the back is gone. The women's match. Is there any reason to keep this?
Nope.
Sonya Deville slapping Adam Pearce. Can we keep that? Because that was funny.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. The Usos and the New Day arguing in the ring.
I don't need this.
Okay, Max Dupree and his models.
Yes, because it sets up next week.
And it was amazing. And the Fatal 4-Way, you could just watch the entrances and the like last 2 minutes of the match and see how the finishes and see who wins.
Superstar. So we just made the 2 hour SmackDown to about 15 minutes.
Oh, if we're being generous, you can skim through this. And if you just listen to us, you are ready for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the premium live event, let's go through top to bottom from the wiki page here, Brad, and preview the matches and guess who or predict who's going to win in each match. First one is the champion Theory versus Bobby Lashley in a singles match.
I will go with Bobby Lashley and hoping that Theory doesn't get this.
I am going to say that this is going to be a Theory win to have Theory versus John Cena at SummerSlam in 3 weeks' time.
Well, we can hope for things like that.
Yeah. Okay, next up, the Usos versus the Street Profits for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships.
I'm going to say the Usos because they're not. That's a winning act.
I would tend to agree. Next up, Rousey versus Natty for the women's WWE SmackDown Women's Championship.
It's got to be Rousey.
One would think. I'm going to go for the other championship match there, the Bianca Belair versus Carmella singles match for the Raw Women's title.
Again, I see Carmella as a placeholder, unfortunately. So my only question to you is, I'll ask my other question.
I think that it could be Carmella winning that match, only because it depends on where it goes in the show. Because WWE typically doesn't like to have two Money in the Banks sitting out there, the women's and the men's. So I could see Carmella winning and then a cash in happening right away for Lacey Evans to pick up the belt or Raquel Rodriguez or something. That would make sense on a Raw. So I don't know.
So Ronda and Bianca both could keep their titles and then one of them not leave. And I would say both of them will keep their titles. So this leads us to the Women's Money in the Bank match. Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Asuka versus Shaughnessy versus Becky Lynch. So who do you think is going to win? And who, if they are going to cash in that night, who will they cash in on?
I'm going to say Lacey cashing in on Ronda Rousey.
So I am going to go with Liv Morgan cashing in on Bianca.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. And then we've got in the men's Seth freaking Rollins, Big D, Sheamus, Omos, Sami Zayn, Riddle, and Madcap Moss.
Oh, see, this, I would normally say they're going to make somebody, but I'm not sure they're that smart, but if I were picking somebody to make, it would be Riddle.
I could see that. Riddle, I mean, they just did the Riddle losing to Roman Reigns and can't challenge him again, but if he's got money in the bank that he could and then pull out a win or something. So, I mean, I could definitely see Riddle winning that. I think, honestly, it's going to be Madcap Moss.
Wow.
He seems to have the rocket strapped to him. So, I mean, Big D doesn't need it. Seth Rollins doesn't need it.
Okay.
Almost,
so,
I mean.
Almost yeah. should. Please, God, don't give it to Almost. Nope.
Yeah. Sheamus but does you know not what? Need it.
I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to be afraid so they're going to give it to Seth and let Seth get a dirty win.
Could be. Could very well be. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. So, but that is your Money in the Bank. Again, tomorrow night, we are going to have a aftercast here on SNME. You can, if you're a patron, you will get a Zoom invite to the show about midday on Saturday. So please make sure you are signed up. It's patreon.com/SNME radio for as little of about $1 a week. You get shows every single day. If you are not a patron and you want to watch the after party, you can do so at youtube.com and just search Sunday Night's Main Event there. And you will be able to find our YouTube feed of the show. You won't be able to ask any questions or anything like that and participate, but you can watch the after party there.
And yeah, either way, we appreciate you listening to us, whether you're a regular patron. If you're a regular patron, we really appreciate you listening to us every week. We're very grateful. If you're a special friend who's just shown up tonight and you're going to listen to this and join us, if you enjoy what we're doing, think about joining the Patreon. And if not, well, just thank you for giving us your time because your time is valuable. And we've managed to keep this to, we're just about 25 minutes. Anything else, Greg, before we sign off?
I was going to say, the only thing I will say, I'll echo what Boris said on his podcast a little bit earlier this week. This is a super busy month with the after party for Money in the Bank, an after party for SummerSlam, which will happen at the end of July. And there's an aftercast for the Ring of Honor show that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So this is definitely a great month to sign on to SNME Radio if you're not already a patron to get all that content and get it to you and in your ears quickly.
Plus, Bam is going to be covering the G1 Climax, which starts this month. Again, you get a show every day. You get a Raw review, a SmackDown review, a Dynamite review, a Rampage review, an NXT review, and Bam covers everything else that's going on in the world of wrestling, including the G1, plus Dr. Mouth's lunch party and Jason Agnew's trivia show. So can't beat the value. And, you know, thank you again for joining us tonight. And I think that's it. Is there anything else?
That's it. You're on special assignment next week. I'll be here. I'll be doing a very similar, very quick rundown of the show. Next weekend is kind of crazy for both of us, but I will be here to do a very quick recap. You'll get that in your inbox. But the big thing is enjoy Money in the Bank. It's usually a pretty good show, particularly when it comes to those couple of matches. And I'm hoping to jump on that after party on Saturday night. Are you jumping on too? Okay.
So yep. We'll
probably see you guys out there on Saturday night. Sorry, not Sunday. Saturday night is Money in the Bank. So we will see you then.
And we'll see you in the Zoom room. So thank you for joining us again. And hopefully, whether you join us on YouTube or on Zoom, thank you again for your time. And yeah, we love you, Boris. We the ones.
We the ones.
So there you have it. That podcast can be delivered to you each and every week right into your inbox, along with all of our other podcasts from Sunday Night's Main Event. We're not just on Sunday nights. We're on each and every day, and you can listen on demand. And along with our wrestling podcast, we also add in a weekly 3-hour trivia show that I host on terrestrial radio across Canada. And we also add in Dan the Mouth Lavransky. Well, he loves two things in life. One is wrestling and the other is music. So we have Dr. Mouth's Rock and Roll Lunch Party for you each and every week as well. Because you know what, guys? There's more to life than wrestling. For all of these podcasts, sign up at patreon.com/SNME radio. Only $1 a week. Hey, it's a pretty good deal. Patreon.com/SNME radio. Don't you dare miss it.